This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Small and Microcap News on Thursday, the 4th of December, 2025. 3 weeks today, Christmas Day. I don't know why I say that. I just think it's because, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Christmas. It's okay. Don't mind it. It's a bit of a break, I suppose. But just time flies, doesn't it? You know, as you get older, it gets faster. That's what my father said to me once on my 26th birthday. Anyway, construction PMI. Let's start with a bit of macro. This is how is the construction sector? We know it's, you know, been a bit delayed because of the budget, because of Robot Reeves. Of course, everything she does turns to lead. Everything she touches turns to lead. The opposite of the Midas touch. The Chartered Institute of Purchasing and Supply Construction Purchasing Managers Index, or Construction PMI, this is. This is the result of a survey provided by construction firms throughout the country. A reading above 50, remember, suggests construction sector is expanding, while a reading below 50 suggests the construction sector is contracting. So, here's the numbers for November, all right? Now, last month, they came in 44.1, so that's below 50, it's contracting. Expectations for this month was a slight improvement from 44.1 to 44.5. Came in 39.4. What? How big a miss is that? This is from, I've just started following this lady on X, Emma Fieldes, I think it is, or Fields, I don't know how you pronounce that. But she said here, this means the UK construction output fell at the steepest rate for 5.5 years. None of the construction sectors were immune to the budget fears and economic uncertainty, leaving many a new order on the shelf. As a consequence, from the lack of demand, supplier staffing levels improved for those still working through the doubt, but many a labourer found they weren't needed, employment levels falling yet further, according to SP Global. So it's a little bit worrying, isn't it? But I wouldn't read too much into this. Like I said, there's been lots of talk about the uncertainty and construction companies, you know, pausing to find out what's happening in the budget and Rachel Reeves leaving it so late. If there's a positive here, I think this is, okay, it's not in expansion territory. Even the forecast went to be expanded. You know, it was in 44.5 is expected, came at 39.4. But you may find this may rebound strongly after the uncertainty of the budget, especially if interest rates come down at the next MPC meeting. So yeah, even though it's a horrible reading figure, print there, but it may be a one-off horror show. Next, another horror show, fund flow. The most prolonged and most severe bout of equity fund outflows continued unabated in November, according to the latest fund flow index from Calastone, the largest global funds network. So investors pulled a net £3.02 billion from equity funds during the month of November. the second worst month on record. We're breaking records in the wrong way, in the wrong direction here. This follows October's worst ever month, so it's the second worst month. And the worst month was the month before, October. In that month, they pulled £3.63 billion. And that extends to 6 months of unbroken run of withdrawals. At the darkest hour, you know what they say? Is that what they say? I don't know what they say. But sometimes I think, sometimes, when it gets really doomy and gloomy, it's generally a good time to buy. And I think construction and house builders, yes, of course it's the best time to buy. You've got interest rates coming down. If the direction of travel for interest is coming down, right, the housing market will be buoyant, will pick up. And yet, everything's doom and gloom. This is how you get your discount. This is how you outperform over the next 3 to 5 years by buying at these levels right now. Not going crazy, but just, you know, a placeholder in some kind of construction company or, you know, something exposed to that area. This is where you get that, you know, I bought back then. This is when you say in 3 years' time, I bought back then, that time, and you will look like a genius. Really? Yeah. Because at the time, there's a lot of nastiness, talk of negativity around it, of course, and that's a time to buy. These cyclical sectors that always rebound, let's be honest, are you honestly going to say that in our hearts, the UK people as a whole will not want to be a homeowner over the next 10, 20 years? Yes, they will. Asset prices and houses have always risen, and they have, what, one every 10 years, they have a dip, pretty much, house prices, but generally they go up. It's one of the best investments you can make. And so, of course, everyone wants their own home rather than renting. Don't believe the nonsense about people who just want to rent now. No, they don't, because it's more expensive than buying. And, of course, at the end of the day, when you rent, rent is going up faster than mortgages, of course, and you don't own the asset at the end of it. So what's the point renting? UK and North America hit the hardest. North American and UK-focused equity funds were hardest hit, the former shedding a record $812 million, that's from North America, while the latter from the UK, net selling of $847. Wow. $847 million from the UK. Only 1 month out of the last 55. These are phenomenal records. Only 1 month out of the last 55 has seen inflows to the UK-focused funds that followed Rachel Reeves' first budget in 2024 when investors crystallised capital gains in the weeks running up to expected capital gains tax rate before recycling cash back into the funds. That may happen now. You may, and with interest rates coming down now, you may start to, you know, maybe this hemorrhaging of cash coming out of the funds may slow and then may start to pick up. Global funds, which are heavily US-weighted, were also hit hard in November in an unprecedented sixth consecutive month of selling for the sector, shedding £747 million. Among all the equity fund sectors, only Europe-focused funds saw an inflow, totalling a net £78 million. That's pretty because they have really low interest rates in Europe, isn't they? Risk aversion surges despite market highs. Risk aversion is also part of the story. This is the thing. This is where money's going. Safe haven money market funds saw inflows of $1.25 billion, beating the previous record set in October of $955 million. In addition, inflows to fixed income funds remained elevated at $643 million. Corporate and high-yield bonds funds absorbed most of this capital. Investors steered clear of sovereign bond funds. So that's interesting. So you see what's happening here. If it jitters in the markets, people go for safe havens. Like I said, we are on a path, if there's a positive here, we are on a path toward lower interest rates. Funds will start flowing out of money market funds and fixed income back into equity. I don't know what level it starts, it'll start to trickle, but as you get the interest rates going down to what, 3, what are we at now, 4%? What can you get in money market funds? 3.75, 4%, something like that? Now, if you can get, like, you know, 3% and you start getting, like, it goes down 3% on money market funds and you can get 6 to 9% in equity, why would you keep your money in fixed income or money market funds? It's the opposite of the second law of thermodynamics, where heat naturally flows from hotter to colder objects. When it comes to return on capital, money flows from cold to hot. As interest rates come down, the equity market warms up. Money will flow in. Also, interest rates coming down, of course, less debt burdens. Mortgages become more affordable. Car loans become more affordable. Companies that want to, you know, take on debt to expand, they can afford that better. It just, everything helps. So if you look at a chart of interest rates plotted against, you know, equity markets, generally interest rates come down, equity markets go up. That is the main driver. So regardless of all the noise around, the main driver is interest rates. Let's look at the markets here, shall we? Let's start with the FTSE 100, up a fifth of 1% to 9,710. The Stock 600 in Europe, it's up just shy of half of 1%, 578. The S&P 500, pretty much flat today, but had a sort of rise yesterday. It's at 6,851. The FTSE small cap, up 0.13%, 7,388. The Russell 2000 in America, up. Look at that, it's up 0.8%. Now, interest rates coming down. If interest rates do come down, which they are coming down, I mean, in America, of course, you've got Kevin Hassett going in there probably, and he's been, you know, specifically placed in that position because he's agreeing with Trump, interest rates need to come down. If that does happen, equities will improve. And of course, it's overly balanced towards small and micro cap stocks. They move a lot faster when interest rates come down. So, you know, it's worth, if you're not in smaller micro cap stocks, quality stocks, that is, then consider a bit of exposure to that. What else have you got? FTSE 250, up a third of 1%, 22,070. The NASDAQ up 0.13%, 23,484. What else are we? FTSE All World Index up a quarter of 1%, 664. The AIM All Share flat, 749. God, it's a damp squib, isn't it? AIM All Share. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude up half of 1%, 63.42 bucks a barrel. What else we got here? Gold, it's up a quarter of 1%, $4,242 an ounce. It's down 0.6% to $5.35 a pound. What else we got? I think natural gas has been on a run. I don't know what the metric is here, but there's 4.958 MMBTU. But it's had a run. This was, I'll give you an example. It gapped up on the 20th of October from 3.4 to 3.8. Now it's at 4.9. Really, it's almost breakneck straight up. What else is there? Bitcoin, it's had a bit of a rally the last few days. I don't know if it's sustainable, this rally. Who knows? But it's down 1.5% a day to 92,034. Anything else? Dow Jones, industrial average, by the way, down a tenth of 1% to 47,832. The dollar index, it's been weakening the last few days. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's stabilized today. It's up a tenth of 1%, but it's at 98.96. Bonds, UK bonds, the 2-year down a quarter of 1%, the yield 3.73, the 10-year down a quarter of 1% as well, down at 4.4, and in fact I got an alert on the 30-year, that really came down today, it's hitting a recent low of 5.16, and it's at that now, down 0.64%, which is good of course. A pound will buy you €1.14, buy you $1.33. That's pretty much it. Let's look at some company news on the Microsoft database. I'll go through three companies here because I've been dragging on a little bit. ASA International. It's an interesting little company here, but you know, stellar growth and good value as well. United Kingdom-based microfinance company. The company offers microfinance for enhanced small-sized businesses. It targets economically active low-income female micro-entrepreneurs. And it operates in Southeast Asia, South Asia, East Africa, West Africa. So you could suggest that's, you know, high-risk sort of areas, developing markets. Anyway, at $195 a share, they are a market cap of $191 million, enterprise value of $239. But they did announce a trading update today, and they did say, it was quite a short one, but they say, the expectation is that both underlying and reported net profit for 2025 will significantly exceed the current company compiled consensus for full year 25 of 48.3 million US dollars. So another strong set of results here, because they've been growing double digit, really have been knocking out of the park. I mean, for this year, they did, for 24, I mean, they did 27% top line growth, 140 million pounds, and they did 226% net profit growth, 21.4 million. Now, for 2025, they expect to see another 29% top line growth to 182.25 million. And 93% net profit growth to 41.2 million. And that puts them on a PE of 5 and EV earnings of 6. Like I said, good growth and decent value. And double digit growth is expected to continue in 26. Like I said, the only problem, it'll probably never become a PE of 10, 12, whatever, 15, because they are, you know, loaning to small businesses, entrepreneurs in sort of developed countries. So there's a bit of risk there, of course. But nevertheless, you can't fault them for the numbers there. It's doing very well. That's ASAI. Maybe worth looking into. What else is there? Another one, actually, interesting. I don't see where this is coming from, because the forecasts here are interesting. Digital Box, D-Box is ticker. They're a pure-play digital media business with the aim of profitable publishing at scale on mobile platforms. So at 5 pence a share, they are 5.6 million market cap. Enterprise value 3.6. They came out with a trading update today, and they did say that the company... Oh, in fact, I have to scroll down. They say the company expects EBITDA for 12 months to the 31st of December to be significantly ahead of market expectations and revenue to be broadly in line with market expectations. So for 25, they expect us to do 4 million in revenue. That's 10% growth. But a net loss of 100K. But nevertheless, at half year, they did have, at the 30th of June, they had 1.6 million in cash. So, and going forward, I don't know if I believe these estimates. So 2026, they're looking at 5 million top line, which is 25% growth, and 400,000 of net profit, which is 500% growth. It's PE 14. But for 2027, they're looking at 7 million top line, which is 40% growth on 26, and 4.3 million of net profit, and 975% growth, puts them on a PE of 1. I don't see where these... I'm trying to read into this, see where that's coming from. I don't know. If those figures stick, though, and they hold, then maybe worth a watch. What else is there? Premier Miton, I'm not going to talk about, because it pretty much... You know, underlines what that fund report said about outflow. So they're not cheap, pretty much. And until the markets turn, that's going to, you know, find it very hard. Let's look at Gear for Music, because I came up with a trading update again and ahead of expectations. But £3.5 a share, they are 63 million market cap, 70 million enterprise value, online retailer. Musical instruments and music equipment, 21 websites, 15 languages, is the largest retailer of musical instruments and music equipment in the UK. So they've done an impromptu trade update. This is the fifth upgrade this year. They say our operational infrastructure performed well under the increased levels of demand, and although we are still in the early critical peak trading period, the continued strength of trading provides the board with sufficient confidence to again raise its expectations for the group's financial performance for the year ended 31st of March, 2026. So that's looking very good there. And like I said, for the year now, they're going to be looking at 24% top-line growth to 182 million, 657% net profit growth to 6.3. And that's a PE of 10, EV earnings 11. But 2027 isn't going to grow. Of course, it's a strong comparator, but they're going to say top line growth of 3%, 188, but net profit is expected to dip by 48% to 3.3 million. So that will put on PE of 19, and then going forward, 28, 6% top line, 200 million, and 15% growth on 27, 3.8 million, a PE of 17. So they've had a big rise, and I think... you know, if you miss out on that big rise, that first upgrade, sometimes it's always worth looking for companies upgrading, because it could be the first of many, like has happened here at Gear for Music. And just looking at their chart, they've gone from Their first upgrade was, well, I think it was back in June. They were 160 a share. They're £3.06. But I think now they're in this sort of maybe range. We're going to trade in between sort of maybe 330 and 290. They are at the lower end of that support. They're £3.06 at the moment. But yeah, I can't see them going further up unless they upgrade again, of course. But then again, 2027 looks, you know, less convincing. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Sorry it's a bit late. I've been doing busy with other things and, well, busy in putting stuff on the website. But I was going to say have a nice weekend then, but it's a Thursday, isn't it? So we'll speak tomorrow. I'll find something to talk about, as always, tomorrow. But thanks for listening. By all means, if you, you know, got any value from this podcast, please pay it back with your time. Give me 5 minutes to give me a rating and review on the podcast platform of your choice. That would be much was appreciated. And I'll give you, you know, I'll give you a mention if you've done it. I'll go there tomorrow and I'll check it out and give you a big shout out. You know what I'm saying? All right. Thanks for listening. Much was appreciated. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.